undefeated, and on the road again. Last week it was the Black Hole. This week, it's the Dog Pound. Led by the league's top-rated defense.
Denver rushes four, and Von Miller with a strip sack. The ball is free, and Denver's got it.
But still searching for synergy on offense. Is this the week that it finally all comes together? In the Zone with Coach Kubiak starts right now.
Welcome to In the Zone with Broncos head coach Gary Kubiak. Coach, last week it was Raider week. This week it's Browns week. We'll start by kind of turning back the clock. I know you have some fond memories about playing the Raiders, obviously. You guys had some really epic battles playing the Browns as well.
Yeah, we've had some great games with them. And, you know, you go back to those championship games that went down to the wire. Was a part of those, you know, as a player. And those are special. You know, going back there, of course, the old stadium's not there anymore. They got a new place, but it's just something about it. So expecting another big, great football game between us two.
Last year being with Baltimore, you certainly got a more recent vibe for the Dog Pound and playing there, and especially what it's like to go there and play against not just that team, but what's a really dedicated fan base.
Yeah, they really are, and it's a tough place to play. You know, I'm looking weather-wise this week. We're expecting to play in a lot cooler weather and some wind, so a little bit different than the beautiful weather we've been having here in Colorado on a regular basis. So, you know, there'll be some adjustments there, but a tough place to play, great crowd, and a football team that's playing very well right now.
Self-assessment time, speaking of playing well, you guys are 5-0. Are you happy with where this team sits and the road that you currently have them on?
Well, you're never satisfied. I mean, if you are, you should stop, but we're not going to stop. So I think it goes back to, like we've talked about, defensively we've been exceptional. Special teams-wise, I think we've been very consistent, and offensively we have a long way to go. But I believe we got the right people, and we need to keep going. It's about the team. We're 6 weeks deep into this, and there's 16 weeks that you play. So we got a lot of football left. We just need to stay focused on one day at a time, one game at a time, and the next one's Cleveland.
When you accepted this job as Broncos head coach, the idea, the mindset was that you were going to come in here and really get this running game going. And right now it ranks 30th in the league.
Dang, man, that's a blow, man.
What do you need to do to get this running game going?
Well, we just need to keep going. I mean, we got to get better. You know, I take everything personal as a coach. You know, the position you're putting your players in, are you giving them a chance to be successful? So I take everything personal from that standpoint. Coaching staff-wise, we got to look at everything. But, you know, we got to play better. Everybody's got to play better. And I like challenges. You know, we got a tough challenge right now, which you've just reminded me of. And I'm looking forward to every day getting after it, trying to make it better.
You were actually asked this question this week about the idea, the mindset of Peyton Manning maybe not being the starting quarterback for this football team right now. You answered that rather quickly, say, no, Peyton will be just fine. Were you surprised to get that question, especially considering this is Peyton Manning we're talking about?
Yeah, I would say I was surprised, but, you know, that's our business, and we answer a lot of questions that probably surprise us along the way. So I've got the utmost confidence in our football team, and he's the leader of our football team. And as I said, when I answer that question, I look at myself. I need to do a better job for him and help him be in position to be more and more successful, and that goes for everybody.
Peyton does have 7 interceptions through 5 games, very un-Peyton Manning-like. Let's go ahead and hear from Peyton now about trying to take better care of the football, basically.
Poor decisions, a couple of them have been bad luck. Regardless, I need to eliminate them, and be a great week to do that this week.
Tony Dungy once said of Peyton Manning, it's hard to get too upset with him because he's so hard on himself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he's so hard on himself, and you know, it eats at you when ball's not bouncing your way, so to speak. But I know one thing. He's been through a lot of football games, and he's got a 5-0 football team right now. And it's going to be all about where we're at in about 2 months. And I expect him to be playing his best football along the way. So, you know, we'll keep going. We'll keep supporting him, and he'll keep doing his job, and we can help him by playing better around him.
That is the reality check here. You guys are still a 5-0 football team, one of only 6 teams in the league that can say that. Let's go ahead and hear from C.J. Anderson now, Coach, and running back as well, talking about being off to a nice 5-0 start.
We're 5-0. How would I not where I want to be? I mean, we're 5-0. There's some teams right now that's probably running the ball great or, you know, catching the ball great, but you know, they only got like 2 wins. So I think we're fine where we want to be.
Well, I mean, you know, that's a great attitude. I mean, you're here to win. That's what you're here to do. But I can tell you one thing. He wants things to get better too, and you know, that's part of the game, you know. But every week there's a new challenge in this business, and the next one's Cleveland, and everybody in that locker room is really looking forward to it. I love the way we practiced today.
Looking to keep that going. We'll be back with more from Coach Kubiak coming up in just a little bit to help break down the Cleveland Browns. For now, let's go back to studio where Raul is standing by with this week's Behind Enemy Lines.
Thanks, Nick. The Cleveland Browns have had over 20 starting quarterbacks since Peyton Manning was drafted in 1998. The current starter, Josh McCown, is on a roll. McCown has thrown for over 300 yards in three straight games. In fact, he has about as many yards as Manning this season, and he missed nearly two full games due to injury. McCown broke the Browns' record for pass yards in a game with 457 last week against the Ravens. All right, a player that will be looking to cool off McCown, Chris Harris Jr., who we feature in this week's Stop the Game, brought to you by the Colorado Quit Line. In the fourth quarter at Oakland, Harris picked off David Carr and returned it 74 yards for a touchdown. It was the only TD of the game for the Broncos, who went on to win by 6 points. Huge play by Harris. And think of this, he went undrafted in 2011. And we are just getting started on In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. Still to come in this week's This is Broncos Country, we'll introduce you to the funniest Manning brother. Not Peyton or Eli, but the oldest bro, Cooper. Plus, tight end Owen Daniels joins us for this week's player profile. Stay with us.